Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Opinion host on CNN, Chris Cuomo, was suspended by the network for helping his then-governor brother dig up dirt on Andrew Cuomo's female accusers of sexual misconduct.
I understand why that was a problem for CNN. It will not happen again. It was a mistake.
Over the weekend, CNN fired Chris Cuomo for the same alleged misconduct of his own after an unidentified woman made a complaint against Chris. Pope Francis criticized European countries' response to migrants and asylum seekers during his visit to a refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos Sunday. Human lives, real people are at stake. Let us stop this shipwreck of civilization. End quote. Severe weather will be pelting some residents across the southern United States Monday. AccuWeather forecasters say the threat of severe weather is more reminiscent of springtime than early December and will return to portions of the country, including East Texas through western Tennessee. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Mayor de Blasio announced Monday New York City will impose a vaccine mandate for all private sector employees in the nation's largest city. The mandate will go into effect on December 27th. Mayor de Blasio on MSNBC Monday morning.
We've got Omicron as a new factor. We've got the colder weather, which is going to really create additional challenges with the Delta variant. We've got holiday gatherings. We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike to really do something bold to stop the further growth of COVID and the dangers it's causing to all of us. So as of today, we're going to announce a first-in-the-nation measure. Our health commissioner will announce a vaccine mandate for private sector employers across the board. All private sector employers in New York City will be covered by this vaccine mandate as of December 27th. We're going to have some other measures as well to really focus on maximizing vaccination quickly so we can get ahead of Omicron and all the other challenges we're facing right now with COVID.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Former Kansas Republican Senator Bob Dole, who overcame disabling war wounds and became the Republican presidential candidate in the late 1900s, died in his sleep Sunday. He was 98.
The Elizabeth Dole Foundation announcing Sunday morning that the former Republican U.S. Senator from Kansas and GOP presidential candidate Bob Dole died at the age of 98.
Tonight I stand before you, tested by adversity, made sensitive by hardship, a fighter by principle, and the most optimistic man in America.
Dole was President Gerald Ford's vice presidential nominee in 1976, and 20 years later clinched the Republican nomination for the presidency, was defeated by incumbent Bill Clinton.
I've never been prouder in my life than to have been the Republican nominee for President of the United States.
Writing in his memoir, One Soldier's Story, Dole said his experiences in World War II defined his life. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
About 35,000 years ago, when the first cave paintings were appearing and the time of the Neanderthals was coming to an end, Comet Leonard was the furthest point from Earth in its orbit. Monday morning, the comet's long journey into the inner solar system will have its closest approach to Earth, and it will be possible to observe it in the night sky. Ed Krupp, an astronomer at the Griffin Observatory in Los Angeles, California, says you may see it near the horizon when looking northeast from the United States. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. It's all right there. Just waiting for your involvement, along with the host, plethora even, of all these great interviews, these great guests that we have every day. Also, if you want to find out what is going to be airing that day, it's also posted, a summary of the guests and the topics. They're all right there at Bill Martinez Show. And then you can download. That will also be available. These interviews are available at no charge. It's our gift to you. See, Christmas every day here with Bill Martinez. You know, we're just givers. So it's all right there for you. So happy to share that with you. Download it at your convenience. Listen wherever you can and share it with all your friends and neighbors. I mean, we are very blessed to have, guests that run the gamut, you know, from Phil Hotzenpiller and Judge Ginn that we had earlier and Dave Summerall. It's just amazing that we have these kind of guests that afford us the opportunity to, you know, get away, get outside of the traditional eight-second soundbite that the media likes to present to you, and we're able to get into depth and you have a better understanding of the topic so that you yourself, hopefully, we are encouraging you to study these topics all the more. Don't fall victim to this dumbing down culture that wants us just to surrender our brains and our thinking and let them do our thinking for us. I mean, if that is blunted, then we become very passive and very malleable to a force that wants to believe that they are the ruling elite and they're deserving of all honor and glory. How dangerous is that, huh? Well, our next guest, Angelique Contreras, joins us. She organizes freedom rallies in her community in her spare time, amongst so many things that she's involved with. But is a mom that is serious about raising her kids. She's her background, she's a Cuban American, and her family have experienced firsthand the atrocities of communism and socialism in Cuba. Angelique, let's bring you on here. How are you doing? Good to have you with us.
I'm doing great this morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. You know, speaking of being Cuban American, we had mentioned this was a number of months back down in Miami in Cayo Ocho when, we had a lot of, protests going on about what was going on in Cuba. And the American government was not coming alongside the people of Cuba that I believe they should have. And the Cubans in Miami especially were, well, they were outraged, understandably, and protesting what was going on. And I felt like what we should have done is, because Miami, as you know, is kind of like the getaway for college students, you know, a spring break and all that. And I thought, well, maybe we should announce a spring break early and bus these college kids into Miami, to Cayo Ocho, to talk to Cuban Americans like yourself and your family, to get the real story of socialism and communism that, you know, this would probably, you know, would be worth a doctorate understanding of communism from people and their real life experiences. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that's one thing that now, when you look at even the stats that state that if we had in America just 18 to 31 year olds voting in America alone, mm-hmm. we would be a socialist communist country. A lot of these yeah. individuals do not know what it looks like. And I believe that I'll pay for a ticket for them to go and experience communism firsthand to see how horrible it is and to understand why we don't want that in America today.
Well, and you have true life experience, you and your family, as to what's going on. And these kids have been indoctrinated by these college professors that are operating in the realm of the theoretical. It's all theory to them. Wouldn't it be nice? And the problem with all this, and this isn't new. I mean, communism and socialism has been attempted time and again, and it has been a miserable failure that ends up, killing the population literally and figuratively, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You look at it today, it's like a warp zone that they're locked into the 1950s, 1960s in Cuba. They haven't advanced from there. And it's unfortunate that you have individuals that think that that would work here in America. It's nothing that we want. And the indoctrination, like you said, is in fact what's happening not just in our colleges now in America. They're pushing it in our K-12 schools through their equity committees and their diversity and inclusion committees. We're seeing it in our classrooms as little as first grade all the way up to 12th grade.
And the thing that's so diabolical, Angelique, as you realize, is that the powers to be, the teachers' unions and these professors and that are pushing this narrative, realize the critical race theory after the loss of the governorship in Virginia. They're realizing CRT is not a good word. So all they did was eliminate it from the explanation of the doctrine and what's being taught, the syllabus that's being taught in these schools, but it's critical race theory nonetheless, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It's the emphasis of Marxism. They're taking away critical race theory. They have amazing linguistics on the tabs to go in there and make sure that they remove anything that states critical race theory. But when you look at it, and you look at them stating that we have inequities and we need to make our schools more inequitable, we need to make it more diverse and inclusive, well, we have those things under our Constitution. We have equal rights under our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. So it's very strange to me that, you know, they want to push in this fallacy and this lie into our schools and into our children's minds.
But, Angelique, that's not even enough. I mean, because they want pornography. They want the total disbasement of the moral foundation of our kids eroded. I mean, they want story time with lesbians and people that are teaching something that, should be something that, that families should handle, not something that's taught in school that's a violation of a family's moral ethic.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that in Palm Beach County, I actually work with a lovely lady. Her name is Karen Moran with Save Our Schools, that's working on going in and looking at the books and the curriculum that they're pushing on our children. I guess you can't imagine. The books that they're passing, the images of pornography that are in these books that they're showing to children in elementary school with the words that they're stating. We found one book that was talking about pronouns, and it was for 4 to 9 year olds. I'm sorry, when I was young and when my kids are little as well, they don't think about those things. You know, what I say constantly is it's time to return innocence to children.
Amen. Amen. Angela Contreras is with us. She is a Cuban-American, and her family's experienced firsthand the atrocities of communism and socialism in Cuba. She knows what she talks about, and you can tell from her heart. I mean, she wants to get the word out to these young kids that are being indoctrinated, whose minds are being taken over. And as she said, and she's probably right, that if we were to hold an election today and only took the votes of 18 to 35 years olds, we'd be socialists lickety-split. So more from Angelique after this. Stay with us.
Is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back. Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Angelique Contreras is with us, and want to talk about this horrendous story that no doubt you must have heard about regarding a Down syndrome child who was forced to strap a mask with a shoestring on her face. Angelique, when I got to tell you, when we saw this initially, I couldn't believe this, but this is how bizarre and extreme this this government has become over COVID. I mean, you know, the idea of fear has just become, you know, it's kind of given government this unrestraint to come up with draconian measures and to think that it's okay. And if you think not, this is being manifest by, you know, teachers in a classroom. I mean, this is unbelievable. Teachers that, you know, initially when we grew up in America, and you know, our teachers were allies for us, and now it's like they're becoming the enemy. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, what happened with this little girl, her name is Sophia, she's 7 years old. She came home off the bus, and her parents saw her have a mask on. Not just a mask on, it was tied to her face, like you said, with a nylon rope. And the parents thought, okay, we have a medical exemption, this shouldn't be happening. They called the school. Well, come to find out, they had been tying this mask to this young girl's face. Like you stated, she has Down syndrome. She also has a swollen tongue, which can cause her to choke, and she can die if she swallows her tongue. They were tying this mask to her face for 6 weeks without the parents knowing.
Oh, wow.
And so the parents now, thankfully, have gotten an amazing attorney and are filing a lawsuit against the Brevard County School Board, against the administration at the school and the staff. Because like you said, you know, these teachers, these school boards, they really have gone rogue. They really think that they have all of the control over our children. And I'm thankful for our governor in the state of Florida and our legislators that went in and signed the Parents' Bill of Rights, which protects parents and allow us to file these lawsuits against these rogue school boards.
You know, so you don't have to be regarded as domestic terrorists, which is just absurd. But, you know, how is the community supporting Sophia in all this, Angelique?
Well, I'll tell you this. There's a state legislator. His name is Randy Fine. He is getting a lot of information out there to the public. I know that there's a lot of support behind the parents. I do believe that they have a CrowdFundMe available, too, to help with any legal fees that they may have to come up with going after the school district. But, you know, the support is, I think, nationwide and also statewide. In Palm Beach County, I know that we have our own, you know, story here where a little girl, Fiona, was suspended for 38 days for not wearing a mask. So parents are mobilizing, parents are getting out and defending their children's rights and protecting their children against this overreach.
How's Sophia doing now?
I hear that she is doing great. The family is doing great. I've been in contact with her father, and I know that she's vibrant in their schools. They no longer have a mask mandate. She doesn't have to have a mask to her face, and she should have never had a mask tied to her face, but she is vibrant and enjoying school and life.
Any consequence for the teacher that tied the mask to her face?
Well, there was an investigation, and unfortunately, the officers found that there was no harm caused, and that they stated that there was no distress from Sophia. So, like I said, there is a lawsuit that is pending right now, and hopefully that will bring justice for Sophia's family.
This is a Down syndrome girl, 7 years old, and you've got these officers. They've determined there is no stress in this child. I mean, this is absurd. I mean, this is like, I mean, I hate to take it to this dramatic swing, but that's like the old saying that has been going on, this lie that's been perpetrated since 1973 with the passing of Roe v. Wade, that infants don't feel any pain in the womb. I mean, what do they know? I mean, it's just like we've got to stop the lying. I mean, how can they make this statement that a 7-year-old girl, Down syndrome, was not under stress when it's very well documented the medical condition in which she was in and the potential compromise to her health directly with swallowing her tongue. And she's had a mask on, I take it, for a period of time, 5-6 hours a day?
Yeah, some schools are 8 hours a day, and they tied the mask to her face. And this day that she came home, it was filled with saliva. They didn't even change her mask out. So, you know, just the outright, you know, obviously disrespect for the parental's wishes and her medical needs. And, you know, I do really hope that they hold these school board members and as well as the staff and the teacher responsible for doing this to Sophia. So I would just say keep, you know, on top of the story, keep looking up her family and looking at this litigation and see what comes out of this case.
Angelique, is this a teachers union issue as well? I mean, because the teachers union they've spoken out. They've been very active about COVID, and they seem to have been influenced by this narrative of the vaxxed versus the unvaxxed, and this hyper vigilance and the flat out ignoring of our constitutional rights. I mean, this is absolutely Marxist, as you said, at its root here. And if we don't ferret this out, and if there is no serious consequence on this, I mean, this will continue. Right now, we're dealing with COVID, and we're dealing with masking a 7-year-old Down syndrome child. How much more? What's the next episode, the next iteration that we're going to have to deal with? Because the teachers union and teachers are getting out of control here. I mean, clearly, I mean, they've taken over and they've hijacked the curriculum. I mean, to the point, even by your investigation, that they want to present pornographic material to young kids in elementary school. This is disgusting.
Yeah, you're right. It's coming from the teachers union. It's coming from the special interest groups. And what's next is that they want to force vaccinate our children here in Palm Beach County. They have buses already lined up at elementary schools to vaccinate the kids. So, you know, for them, they can do anything. They believe they can do anything. And, you know, I'm grateful, like I said earlier, that parents are stepping up and realizing, even more after that letter came out from the Department of Justice and Garland, that, you know, stated parents were domestic terrorists. I think that just really emboldened parents more to continue to step up and continue to, you know, defend their children's rights and protect what's so sacred. You know, our children are our future. Our children are our legacy in America, and we have to protect that.
Well, maybe the people have to get upset enough, Angelique, in my humble opinion, to really go after the teachers' unions. Because it's not like our educational system is top-notch. What do we rank, 27th, 28th in the world? You know?
Right.
I mean, this is terrible. For all the money that we spend, and this is the kind of product that we're getting out of it, and then as if that's not bad enough, you know, the poor education that our kids are getting, now they're being indoctrinated and being more concerned about issues that have to do with things that, you know, that matter so little, but it's only about their control and a Marxist agenda here. I mean, I just sense around the corner here very, very soon, Angelique, there's going to be a revolt against the teachers' union flat out, because that's the question that people aren't asking, is going, wait a minute, we're giving them all kinds of place here and extra consideration for what? For a mediocre education of our kids? For all the money that we're putting into this? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, with the amount of money that Americans have invested into government schools, into public schools, we should have an excellent education for our children.
You think?
Many people have actually taken their money out of the public schools and in the state of Florida used Hope scholarships during the mask mandates to move their kids
exactly
to charter schools. and to private schools. And, you know, parents should have to be.
Well, Angelique, we got to leave it there. Thank you for being with us.
Lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D787. Equal Opportunity Lender. Rate subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Opinion host on CNN, Chris Cuomo, was suspended by the network for helping his then-governor brother dig up dirt on Andrew Cuomo's female accusers of sexual misconduct.
I understand why that was a problem for CNN. It will not happen again. It was a mistake.
Over the weekend, CNN fired Chris Cuomo for the same alleged misconduct of his own after an unidentified woman made a complaint against Chris. Pope Francis criticized European countries' response to migrants and asylum seekers during his visit to a refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos Sunday. Human lives, real people are at stake. Let us stop this shipwreck of civilization. End quote. Severe weather will be pelting some residents across the southern United States Monday. AccuWeather forecasters say the threat of severe weather is more reminiscent of springtime than early December and will return to portions of the country, including East Texas through western Tennessee. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
Well, as we look forward to spending quality time and celebrating traditions with loved ones this holiday season, we also know how overwhelming the shopping and preparations can be, right? However, with the right tools and planning, you can ease the burden of holiday anxiety and focus on what we cherish most about the season. The number of Americans plan to do the majority of their seasonal shopping after Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So, you'll have plenty of time to prepare and make the most of your holiday spending. And with us to guide us through this maze of, and I got to tell you, it is a maze of opportunity here. If you go into this well prepared and with eyes wide open, the Bank of America head of consumer and small business products, Mary Hines Grosch, joins us now. Mary, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill, so much for having me.
Well, how can our listeners make a budget that accounts for all their holiday needs this year?
But it's really important you think about the holiday season broadly because there are a lot of expenses during this time of year. So make a list of all of everything, gifts, wrapping paper, tape, decorations, holiday meals, and then assign a budget to each item and try to stick to it. It's very easy to get tempted to make extra purchases or spend a little bit more than you intended to, but when you're buying so many things all at the same time, that can really add up quickly.
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought up even little things like tape. and wrapping paper. I mean, you really don't think about that in terms of the budget consequence. But this is all about, look at, we're gonna go in with a plan. We're gonna be prepared and do those things that may be a little counterintuitive, because generally we kind of go in head first and we're thinking about the gifts instead of the totality of the expenses that are involved with holiday shopping, right?
No, totally. Mm-hmm. You know, I set up spend alerts on my banking mobile app so that I'm aware if I start to go out of the bounds I had anticipated. That can be really helpful.
What a great idea, and that you have that available. And so, of course, that's available for everybody to take advantage. So in addition to this being the most festive time of the year, the holidays can also be most expensive, especially in light of that I word that we're dealing with, inflation. So what advice do you have for our listeners in looking to make the most of this seasonal shopping this year?
Well, when you're making your purchase, do your due diligence to make sure you're getting the best deal you can. One of the great things about online shopping is the ability to do comparison pricing. And there's also a lot of tools available, like browser plugins that help identify coupon codes. So when you're going to those sites, you make sure that's the best price you can get. And then when you're checking out, use a payment method that's going to reward you the most. So I always use my Bank of America customized cash rewards card. It gives me 3% cash back in the category of my choice. And right now, during the holiday season, I have it set to online spending.
Exactly.
That really helps my budget further.
Yeah, without a doubt. What about some additional tips to reduce shopping stress this holiday season?
You know, you want to get started as soon as possible. So if you haven't started at all, it's not too late. You still have several weeks. Plan out what you're going to get. Don't wait till the last day. Because then your options really dry up. So spend 30 minutes each evening on online shopping. If you have a chance during your lunch hour, go out and shop locally so that you don't have that stress of needing to do it all at once.
Well, she's the head of consumer and small business products at Bank of America. Mary Hines Droesch is with us. As you mentioned, shipping delays, supply chain issues can all be problematic in, you know, especially for last minute shoppers. So, as you say, we need to shop early. As we wrap things up, what are your best tips for saving money while holiday shopping this year?
Use all of the means you have to get discounts. So use your rewards card. Look for the retailers. Do they have a loyalty program? Many do that are free. Sometimes you get incentivized if you make the purchase in their mobile app instead of on their online site or in the store. So look at all those options to really offset the cost of all those holiday items.
Well, Mary Hines Droesch, you've been awesome. Thank you so much. Where can the people go for more information?
Bankofamerica.com.
Gave you the last word. That's perfect. Thank you, Mary. Take care.
Thank you.
She does such a great job and some great ideas there. We've got coming up a special feature with Megan Alexander. You may remember that name. She hosted CBS Inside Edition, and she's got a special Christmas travel show that she's doing. It's called Small Town Christmas. You're going to hear all about it. It's really terrific, a great idea, and you'd want to be with her. And this is, you know, in lieu of actually going out there on set in all these different towns across the country that she stops in to get kind of a small town Christmas feel, you know, the food, the unique aspects of these cities that she's chosen. And this is up. It's going to be up on Up TV. It's going to also be available by streaming on demand. And it's already aired one time this past weekend, actually past Sunday. And it will air the 12th, the 19th, and Christmas Eve on Up TV, but also available on streaming on demand. So Megan Alexander coming up in just a moment. By the way, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell, I mean, his story is just so incredible. You've heard about Mike and, you know, just, you know, talk about a redemptive story, a personal story he's very passionate about. And it's like, you know, what we talk about on the show, you know, you don't really have to be some trained evangelist. You just tell your story, you know, what you were, you know, here I was and today I am because, you know, I chose to believe in Christ and accept the great Christmas gift that's available. And, you know, and Mike has been canceled by advertisers that, you know, people that were organizations, broadcast companies, they didn't like what he was supporting. They didn't believe in it. And so they canceled, limited his platform. And meanwhile, what he's done is he's making his product available. I mean, it's like, I mean, you talk about saving money. You're going to save all kinds of money by going to MyPillow Direct. And when you go there, use if you use the code CHACHA, okay, I know, just something easy to remember, you're going to get a special discount. That's the promo code. And you're going to even save humongously there at MyPillow. And I can tell you, whether it's the pillow, and we've been sleeping on MyPillow pillows from day one, and they are terrific. I mean, he's just such a great, done such a great job, and the fact that it's American made and all that good stuff there. And like I said, the success of his company is just, you know, it's well acclaimed, and it is well documented there, you know, the hundreds of employees that he has now. And so, hey, so what? He gets canceled. So he says, well, I'm going to go direct. I'm going to make my prices available. So whether it's, you know, whether it's a pillow and if you're ready to go the next, I mean, you got bedding, you got mattress, you know, mattress, pads that are just unbelievable. I mean, the array of things. And also the latest is he's got, my slippers that are available. And you can save 40% on women's moccasins. So if you're looking for some good, you know, Christmas ideas, you can check that out. Men's moccasins, also 40%. Just go right there. Make sure, don't forget the promo code, okay? The promo code of CHACHA. And even if you call direct, the customer service line, at 800-544-8939. That's 800-544-8939. Tell them CHACHA sent you, and get your big discount. So you got mattress toppers there. You've got, we got to get something for the pet. Don't forget the pet bed. I mean, after all, it's Christmas for the pet. We've got 25 days of Christmas for our border collie. And so each day he gets a special present. Initially I thought maybe it was an Advent deal, but then I realized, I go, no, it's the 25 days of Christmas. But look at, so get your pet bed there as well. And of course, all these these towels and everything that he's got, I mean, incredible value. And they are, I mean, until you see them, I mean, they're like in the same vein as MyPillow. They're much more than you would expect. And so whether it's a mattress topper or something for the pet, bath towels, you know, robes, I mean, it's all right there. Check it out. You can go and click on our website. You'll see the MyPillow banner right at the very top of our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Click on it and order your products now, and you can save big time just in time for Christmas. And I don't think there's any chain supply disruptions here, because it's all made in America. It'll get to you in plenty of time for Christmas, and it will be a gift that he or she will love you immensely for, and say Merry Christmas, okay? We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty.
You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Christmas to you. Bill Martinez here, and I'll tell you, we are in the festive mood, and who better than Megan Alexander to be in that mood with, because we're going to be talking about her new television program is coming up called Small Town Christmas. I love this idea. This is awesome. It's a new holiday travel show created and hosted by CBS Inside Edition's Megan Alexander, and we get to follow along as Megan crisscrosses the country to share unique, heartwarming traditions and good old Christmas spirit. Megan Alexander, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you.
Oh, my gosh. I love this idea. Tell us about how it germinated and all the good stuff that we need to know.
Yeah. Well, from the minute I was a little girl, I fell in love with Christmas. I remember the first time my parents took me to see the Nutcracker at 5 years old. That music to me is the most beautiful music ever created. I walked down the aisle at my wedding to the Nutcracker, even though I got married in January. I've always loved Christmas.
I love it. That's great.
As a believer, obviously it's the birth of Jesus, and very important to people that celebrate their faith. And I also love to travel during this time of year. I have young kids. And I love to visit small towns and see, you know, what's their spin on the local Christmas parade, or, you know, how do they make their hot cocoa? And I said to my husband, this would be a great travel show. Now, obviously, COVID happened and we could not travel. And I just said, the minute we can start traveling again, I'm going to do this. And so UpTV believes in the concept as well, and they partnered with me, and we got to film a first season.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now, this is going to air on December the 5th, the 12th, the 19th, and Christmas Eve. Now, is it going to be available on demand as well?
Yes, so you can watch it on UpTV, Up Faith and Family, which is a cable channel. And if you go to uptv.com/channel, you can find out when it airs in your city. But yes, you can also download the app and get the 4 Small Town Christmas episodes that way.
Well, the promo itself really lays the groundwork for it, and it's so special and engaging. You do such an outstanding job. And, of course, you know, I'm sure you would say that you had great people and subject matter and these small towns to work with that were real special. Give us an idea of the small towns that you visit and you get a chance to explore and share with us.
It was very difficult to choose our towns, Bill, but we finally narrowed it down to four. The first episode is Branson, Missouri. We're in the heartland, and there's so much to talk about there. They laugh that the day after Halloween is the first day of Christmas in Branson, and the lights go up early. One of my favorite moments in Branson is a special military Christmas tree that they put in the center of town, and people travel from all around, veterans and those that have served, to pay tribute to this tree in blue, silver, and gold stars, honoring those that have served, those that have fallen in the line of duty, and you know, those that are currently in the military. Our second episode is Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and Bethlehem takes their name very seriously. Yes, and they are the only small town in the country that performs a live Advent with local businesses.
Oh, wow, very cool. Wow, that is so special.
The third episode is Natchitoches, Louisiana, and they have fireworks over the Cane River. It's a big party in Natchitoches, Louisiana. They also call Santa Papa Noel down there and have a very Cajun Christmas. And the fourth episode ends in Somerville, South Carolina, which is your quintessential small town, and I go find that perfect Christmas tree on Rob and Kathy's Christmas tree lot on Mistletoe Lane. Yes, they're really located on Mistletoe Lane. You can't make these things up, Bill. That is our final episode of season one.
Well, as you say, you get the flavor of the communities, and you know, for me, I love the personal stories, the people themselves in these different communities. For you as well?
Absolutely. I believe small towns and small businesses are the heartbeat of America, and it was such a privilege to introduce people to these small businesses and the faces behind these small businesses. And I will tell you, Bill, it was easy to plan the show. Once I made that first phone call to a local business, for example, in Branson, they all recommend each other. Oh, you should go to this restaurant and they'll make you this peppermint tea. Or, you know, you got to make sure you talk to Father Scott at St. Paul's Church in Somerville. He does something very special on Christmas Eve. They all know each other. It's still so local and heartfelt and homemade. And that absolutely was one of my favorite parts.
Exactly. Well, explain a little bit more these interesting things that you saw. You mentioned a few, but you've got me so captivated here about these creative ways that all these different towns celebrate Christmas.
Yes. Well, they all have their special spin on things. But I will tell you one thing that really captivated and captured our hearts is in Natchitoches, Louisiana. I interviewed a woman named Sadie Dark who turned 100 years old during our filming. And her family created the Santa House in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Her family built the Santa House so that children had a place to go to see Santa, a place where he will always be. It came from a story of a relative in her family missing Santa one year at the department store. And when to talk to Sadie, everybody knows her in town. She's a local celebrity, and she's so sharp at 100 years old, by the way. It's a fantastic interview. She can teach us all something about life. But, you know, everybody in these towns has their fingerprints all over these local traditions. And once they, you know, once they start a tradition, they pass it on from generation to generation. In Branson, Missouri, Dick's 5 and 10, one of the oldest and still running, you know, drugstores in America, you know, Steve and his family, his grandfather ran the store, and now he's running it, and people know their family. So that's really special. They do such a good job keeping the spirit of Christmas alive from generation to generation.
Did you kind of have a feel like it's a wonderful life all over again in these different cities like this?
Yes, Bill, it's very nostalgic to be in these small towns, and it took me back to my childhood. And it reminds us that Christmas, I believe, is the one time of year when adults are given permission to be kids. Adults get giddy, right, when they see Santa, you know, come down the street in the Christmas parade, or, you know, they're singing in church, O Holy Night, or Silent Night, and holding that candle. You get goosebumps. Our culture is so divisive, Bill, but everyone still agrees on Christmas.
everybody, it brings a smile to their face to talk about Christmas. And a couple people said to me, what's your angle with this show? And I said, I have no angle. It's Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. How about just appreciating God's eternal gift to humanity, God's reintroduction that he is saying, look, I haven't forsaken you. I'm here with you, and I'm going to demonstrate my presence by bringing my son from heaven to earth to give you the greatest gift that you'll ever have.
Absolutely, and that is alive and well. That spirit of faith is alive and well in these small towns. You know, Bill, something else that I realized is the local churches are still very much the center of so much holiday activity in these small towns. It used to be that way in America. It's not so much that way in our bigger cities. You know, having lived in New York City for 7 years, I know what it's like to walk into a beautiful Catholic church and be the yes. only one in there. And in these small towns, they have to, you know, have an overflow room on Christmas yes. Eve because they're so packed. And everybody knows the local pastor, bishop or priest. In Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, I interviewed Bishop Hopedon Clennon, who everybody knows, and he's a part of so many traditions, and the church volunteers for decades now hand make the candles in the basement of the church for the Christmas Eve service and put so much time and love into the preparation. So it was very heartwarming and inspiring to see how much the church in these small towns is still alive and well.
It definitely encourages you. I could tell you, traditionally, for a number of years, we loved spending, you know, time in New York City, you know, for Christmas. There was just something special. I don't know, Miracle on 34th. I don't know what carried over, but that bit of spirit has got lost. But as you say, you know, you could go to St. Patrick's Cathedral. At least I did. I enjoyed, you know, Catholic Mass, many Catholic Masses there at St. Patrick's. And, you know, the season and people and Rockefeller Square, and of course, it opened up this year. And, you know, maybe it's a time for renewal in some of these big cities. And I gotta believe, Megan, that your presentation of Small Town Christmas could take us all to our roots. And maybe there could be some renewal in some of these big cities, because, you know, like whether it's Chicago or Los Angeles, you know, sometimes we just have to, you know, be like that, like they would say for lifeguards. You know, when somebody is drowning, you don't go and save them right away. You got to let them get the fight out of them. And maybe this is a little bit what some of these big cities in our country is going through. Is they just have to get the fight out of them. And then here you are as a lifeguard coming in, and you're providing them the hope of the season and showing to them how these small towns have embraced Christmas and continue to embrace Christmas. And you can't help but be engaged. I mean, you got to be so hard-hearted not to be touched by what you're showing us. I don't know how it doesn't touch them.
I completely agree. I think people are hungry for it. I think COVID has caused us to rethink, reevaluate our priorities, think beyond ourselves. In these big cities, maybe people didn't know their neighbors, and suddenly you want to, and think beyond yourself. And that is what I would say, Bill, struck me so much in these small towns, is they think of each other. They talk about each other. They recommend each other. They show up for each other.
Cool.
They volunteer and do so many of these Christmas activities for free. They're not paid to put on so many of these Christmas events. They just do it because they love it.
Well, excellent. Great thoughts. I appreciate it. Again, congratulations on the idea, Small Town Christmas, available on UpTV. How can they, where do they go for more information, Megan?
Yes, please go to uptv.com/channel, and you can plug in your city. UpTV is a cable channel and airs all across the country. Or you can download the UpTV app. It's also called Up Faith and Family, and you'll be able to stream and download all the Small Town Christmas episodes. They are airing Sunday night in December, 9 p.m. Eastern.
You got it. Megan Alexander, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for being with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.